This holy and sacred day is each year when we come to the church to reflect upon our Lord's passion, suffering, and death. It is a constant reminder for us of the price of our salvation, and that price which Jesus willingly took upon himself, carrying upon himself our sins. He who was innocent, he who was the Immaculate Lamb, meek and gentle, took upon himself all our sins so that we might have the happiness of the beatific vision of God and arrive at that place which we had been created for from all eternity. As we ponder and reflect upon this, we see some very powerful insights. First, the love of Jesus, a love unsurpassable, a love to carry out the will of his Father, and a love for each of us, for all humanity, wanting to save us from damnation, wanting to save us from the burden of sin, wanting to save us from the power of the devil, taking upon himself all our sins so that we might share in that happiness. We see a love unsurpassable, and in this we are moved to recognize if he loved us so greatly, if he could bear so much suffering, how may we return that love to him? How may we show forth our love to him? And of course, nothing we do can ever pay for what he did for us. But we can make an offering of ourselves to him, and we can strive to avoid that which caused him to suffer and die for us, namely sin. And in this we recognize another profound insight, that it was our sins that brought Jesus to suffer and die. And not just our mortal sins, but also our venial sins. All sin is evil before God. And after mortal sin, the greatest evil in the world is venial sin. And so we must recognize even in this how perhaps we might be careless when we commit venial sins, how we may commit them thoughtlessly or without giving much attention to trying to curb them and avoid them, because it is profound to recognize that these sins also caused Jesus to suffer and were required for us, for us to be redeemed, his suffering and death, even from venial sin. And so we see that how great is the evil of sin, and how great a price God put upon for our redemption, the suffering and death of his Son. We're moved today in recognizing our own faults and failures and sins, and how we want to show Jesus anew our gratitude and our love for him, and our desire to carry our own cross in this life, so that we might be always united to him. The readings remind us of ourselves in many places. The denial of Peter is reflective of all the times we have denied Jesus in turning away from him and choosing sin. And we take great consolation when Jesus entrusted to John his mother, recognizing that John stood in the place of each of us, giving us Mary to be our mother. And we see on this day in Our Lady her great union with her Son, that after her Son no one suffered more than she did at the foot of the cross, and that she was intimately united to her Son in his suffering and truly cooperating perfectly in that plan of God which would bring about our salvation. As the world we live in turns ever more dark and ever more godless and rejecting these eternal truths, these truths which recognize the evil of sin, the price and penalty for sin, and that our salvation and our redemption was not cheap, but it cost our Lord and Savior immense suffering. We, on our part, are to console our Lord today by our not forgetting what he endured for us, and by our willingness to share in his cross, and by our desiring to be ever more conformed to that cross in our own sufferings, in our own trials, that we might always be united to him. May this day for us be a reminder of the immense love that God has for each of us. We should never doubt the love of God when we look upon that cross and see our Savior upon it, knowing that as he hung upon that cross, he knew us, he loved us, and he offered up to his eternal Father his sufferings so that we might share in that happiness to be with him forever in heaven. And on our part today, let us make a firm purpose of amendment to sin no more, recognizing it was sin who caused our Lord to suffer so much, that we might curb and strive to remove sin from our life ever more diligently, ever more heroically, that we might truly console Jesus in our efforts to be ever more perfected in his grace and in his image. And may we stand by Our Lady at the foot of the cross, as John did, recognizing ultimately it was she who gave John the strength to stand at the foot of the cross. When all the other disciples fled in fear, when all the other disciples were afraid to witness to their Savior, John stood there and was given courage by Our Lady. May we always ask Our Lady to help us to stand at the foot of the cross, that we might not fear or flee that cross, but we might in our own life give witness to our love for Christ crucified in a world that is ever more rejecting him and that gift of salvation he extends. May Our Lady bless us this day with her heart, that we might, in a small way, understand the suffering she went through and the suffering her son went through, so that we may be ever more courageous in our own sufferings, that we might offer these up for our sins and be cooperators as well in that continued work of redemption that God continues to the end of time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.